last time there was redistricting, you didn't have the constitutional amendment that required the independent commission, and you didn't have the provision in the New York State Constitution, which this court was enforcing.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus. And on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, the latest on the New York redistricting saga. If you thought you finally had the New York election picture, primary dates, and new districts sorted out, think again. New York's highest court rejected new district maps as unconstitutional, echoing complaints from Republican plaintiffs that they favor Democrats. The Court of Appeals said the district boundaries had been gerrymandered and that the legislature did not follow proper procedure in passing the maps. The court also said sticking to a June 28th primary is now unlikely. For analysis, I spoke once again with Richard Berfalt of Columbia Law School, an expert on redistricting, gerrymandering, voting rights, and election law. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
We talked earlier in this process about whether the maps would hold up. Are you surprised by this ruling?
I'm not surprised. I'm not sure I would have been surprised if it had gone the other way either. It was a hard question. And interestingly, where the court was really strongest and spent most of its attention was less on the maps themselves and more on the process. The court majority seemed very troubled that the legislature didn't follow the process laid out in the 2014 constitutional amendment, including the role that was laid out for the Independent Redistricting Commission. So although there was a majority supporting the lower court's finding of a partisan gerrymander for the congressional districts, where the real emphasis, in their opinion, was really on the violation of the procedure.
Well, a lot of cynics said that that commission was designed to fail and that throwing the map drawing to the legislators was a likely eventuality. Given the fact that that commission deadlocked, why the question about constitutionality then?
Yeah, it seems as though, it's hard to read what they would have written in a different setting. It seems as though they were just upset that even with the deadlock commission, the commission didn't go through the required second step. So just to get you back to the Constitution itself, the amendment that was adopted that took effect in 2014, the commission was supposed to come up with a plan and submit that to the legislature. Legislature was supposed to review it in an up or down vote. If the vote was no, the commission was supposed to come and submit another plan. Legislature is supposed to give it an up or down vote, and the vote was no again, then the legislature could start crafting its own plan. Well, this time, as you point out, the commission was divided on partisan lines. It was deadlocked. They submitted, for the first deadline, they submitted two plans, neither of which had gotten a majority, and the legislature rejected both of those. They never did the second round. I think either they or the legislature felt it would be useless because they were so deadlocked. So the legislature decided to expedite the process and just began writing its own map. Well, that turned out to be fatal. The majority in the Court of Appeals felt that they still should have gone through a process of trying to put in second maps and that the legislature, only then could the legislature begun the process of writing its own map. So although the majority also was willing to sustain the lower court's finding that there was gerrymandering going on in the congressional district, where the real fire seemed to be, actually, is on the legislature doing this at all without giving the constitutional process a chance to completely run its course.
So the Democrats had argued that they were merely undoing a gerrymander on the part of the Republicans,
right,
who were in control the last time out.
Right.
How come the Republican maps weren't challenged then or thrown out on the same basis, if that's true?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. That's hard to think. Well, of course, the last time there was redistricting, you didn't have the constitutional amendment that required the independent commission, and you didn't have the provision in the New York State Constitution, which this court was enforcing, prohibiting districting to favor a political party or a particular candidate. So when 10 years ago, neither of those provisions existed in the state constitution.
Is this the new battleground in American politics? I mean, many other states have had the lines challenged in
right.
entire statewide maps or in individual districts. Are we going to get clean new maps to get through before the next election, which is the current process that's now under tremendous strain?
Well, there will have to be maps. I mean, the problem is now the maps are most likely to be drawn by a court. There need to be maps because the old maps are no longer constitutional given population changes, and in particular New York's lost a congressional district. But yes, there has been a lot of litigation. I'm not sure I'd say it's the new setting. It's, I think we've had litigation on this basically every 10 years. What seems to be newer this time around is a bigger role for state courts, because the U.S. Supreme Court has kind of signaled to that it wants the federal courts to get out of this. So what you're really seeing is a lot of litigation in state courts going on in places like Ohio and North Carolina and Wisconsin and now New York.
Part of this latest chapter in this saga is that New York will have a special master to draw the lines now. What can you tell us about that?
This is I don't know anything about the individual, but this is a common process. If the court here concluded that it was they weren't going to go back to the legislature, and the dissenters on the Court of Appeals said it really should go back to the legislature. They said it really has to be done by the trial court. Trial court doesn't have the capacity, so they'll hire an expert, usually a political scientist or maybe a lawyer who's an expert in redistricting. It's not, given current technology, computer technology, and the fact that all the data is already effectively on file and downloadable, it's not that hard in the sense that you have to feed the computer certain targets, certain restrictions and requirements. But it is possible for the special master to generate maps, I think, reasonably quickly. Although, of course, you need an opportunity for all the parties to participate in this and to present their own ideas and to be able to sort of challenge what the master does. So I don't think it's hard to say how far away we are from being done. It's not forever, but it's clearly going to take some time to get maps out and through the special master process.
Now, the court and the Republican plaintiffs had said that the maps were overly friendly to Democrats.
Right.
Is it your guess that the new maps will retain a Democratic advantage?
Well, I mean, the only real question is how big. I mean, the New York State leans Democratic. Certainly, even under the outgoing maps, New York's congressional delegation was roughly 2-1 Democratic. So, it's unlikely to be more Republican than that. But there's a lot of variation. I think right now there are 8 Republican congressional districts in New York State. New York State's losing a district, and the population loss has been primarily in Republican areas. So maybe even under the old system, we probably would be closer to 7. The legislature's map had 4 Republican districts. My guess is we're going to see the Republican districts somewhere between 4 and 7, which means we're going to see the Democratic districts somewhere between 19 and 23. I mean, there are certain parts of the state are Republican, certain parts of the state are Democratic, and really the interesting part will be those areas that are more competitive, what the districts look like in those areas.
Can the next round of maps be challenged in court?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's quite possible that whatever comes out of the district court and the special master could be challenged by one party that's disfavored. The process worked pretty quickly this time in terms of moving through the litigation process, and my guess is it would move even faster if there's another round of challenges to whatever. The special master will propose a map, and the judge will either adopt it or adopt it as modified. And at that point, when you could expect that there could be challenges from one side or the other, that would probably then have to move through the court system again, but probably on a pretty fast basis. I mean, the Court of Appeals decided this case the day after it heard the argument. So I think they know that if there is further litigation, it's likely to go pretty quickly.
But it's also possible that we could have a 2020 election under maps that don't exist sometime in 2023, like in time for the next election, right?
It seems my guess is that the maps we will have final maps in time to have the 2022 election on the 2022 maps, and that those maps will continue. I think the court did say it was willing to authorize postponement of the primaries until August, from the June primary for the congressional districts and the state Senate, to postpone those until August to give the special master and the trial court time. My guess is that would be enough.
One more thing about that. You know, we heard a lot of discussion in New York State politics about depressed voter turnout when you have multiple trips to the ballot box. And now it seems likely that we'll have three elections this year.
Yeah, I mean, because the gubernatorial primary will occur as scheduled. There's no reason to defer that because
that's
no
an easy map.
There.
It's the whole state.
and they left the assembly district lines in place also because the Republicans actually never challenged them. So there will be primaries in June for assembly districts and for governor. There'll be primaries probably in August for Congress and state Senate, and then there'll be a general election in November. Yeah.
Richard Berfalt of Columbia Law School, our redistricting expert. Thank you for once again weighing in on this saga, and I'm sure we'll be talking again soon.
Okay, take care.
All right, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.